Okay, everybody. This is Dave, and I'm back with you today with the local component of the three-week local social mobile sessions that we're doing. And we're going to get into the local search. This is the what we call the component that's one of the most important of all the ones that we cover, based on the fact that we're dealing with small business owners in most cases and business owners that want local business. They're looking for business, you know, within a mile to 30 to 50 miles generally of their present location, okay, if they're running a retail and or service-oriented business. And so we talk about this with local search. And I refer to this as the local web. This is, you know, casting the web out there in the local community so this particular small business is able to expand and grow on the web, but attract and connect and convert as many consumers as possible. That's really what it comes down to. In the old days, we used the yellow pages, and it wasn't online yet. This is prior to 1997, so up till then, basically, all you had was yellow pages and traditional media like radio direct response, and then some of the other directories that were out there, and then specialty magazines, industry publications, you know, and the print publications that were out in the market. And then you had some other media, but, you know, it was basically a small package. Well, today, almost all of those have gone online. And in most cases, people will use Google Plus Local, Yahoo Local, and Bing if they're going to be searching in a local market. Now, some people also use their devices. Like, say, if you're with a mobile phone company, they might have a search feature that you'll use in there, and they're optimizing those, so they might use that. So they might never get the Google or Yahoo or Bing. They might use that particular feature first to search. We're talking about a new search where they type in something into the box and or they use Siri if you're on the iPhone, the newer versions of the iPhone, and they're going to ask, you know, for a particular, you know, like, say you're looking for a furniture store, you're going to say, you know, furniture store, Madison, Wisconsin. And so they might do that, and then Siri is going to come back with some different responses. And so it's really key that as we're talking about this and we these different opportunities, you know, for the dealer, that you understand that the technology is moving so fast right now that basically what you're up against is the mobile technology, you know, the search engines are going after that. You've got the offline folks, you know, jumping into the pie with mobile and other, you know, like radio stations getting on there and doing streaming and such like that. So it's really, really important that, you know, you guys kind of have a grasp of this, but you're able to at least communicate. So when they say, hey, we're going to be looking at this, and you can always ask why. Why are you doing that? What's the real reason for you to do this? Okay, that's a question we ask all the time. Why would you do that? Why are you going to spend this money? Why are you going to put your time and your effort? Why are you going to hire somebody to do that? What's the real reason? Well, at the end of the day, we always look at results and ROI. If it's not showing results and it's not showing ROI, then, you know, going on to Google, Yahoo, and Bing can be just a big waste of time. Now, for 90%+ of retailers and service businesses being set up in those three search engines plus YouTube is going to get them the majority of the visibility that they need. Okay? So the local web, when you talk about Google Plus Local, and you go to if you open up a Google page on your laptop or desktop or tablet, you will see ads. Sponsored ads at the top, sponsored ads at the right, sponsored ads at the bottom. That's like a U. And then you've got, right after the sponsored ads at the top, you've got a what they call a 7-pack. And there's these different slots for local businesses that have basically optimized for that particular keyword that you typed in. Local, when they say Google Plus Local, is that part of the search engine. It's made and set up for the local businesses that want to be able to appear in that 7-pack. Now with Google, very important you understand this, is that they put in different parameters for that business. And one of those parameters to get into that the listings, right, the 7-pack, is you've got to have reviews. And reviews meaning they've got, you know, it used to be a 5-star review system, and now it's a system that's set up where they merged with Zagat, the restaurant, you know, company that's out there, big, big company. They merged with them, and they're using Zagat's system. So you're going to have to go in there and basically post reviews and abide by that system before you're going to show up in that 7-pack. Now, that could change tomorrow. Okay, all the stuff we're talking about changes so fast. Sometimes it's on a daily basis they change different things about it. It's not like it used to be 3 and 5 years and before that. These things we're talking about and staying up on this is a daily, you know, 5 days a week, okay, for 12 months out of the year. And that they change constantly, add things, they delete things, they change the terms of service, etc. So when you're talking to people about, hey, you want to get up into the 7-pack, you have to look at a few things. You've got to look at what's the competition doing, number one. Number two, have you claimed your, you know, you have a listing that you can get on Google. You can go in there, basically you can set it up with Google Plus Local, and you go in and you set that account up. You have to optimize that account so the Plus Local is working correctly and the description has the keywords in it that you're looking for. And then you also have the keywords in your account that you want to show. And so when people type in this keyword, you know, you're hopefully going to show up. You've got pictures, photos, you got videos, and you have to have those optimized too. And you can't just put a photo in there, everybody. You have to optimize that photo, optimize that video so it's done correctly to Google, Yahoo, and Bing's best practices, what they recommend. Okay, so that's got to be done correctly. And it's a whole process. Most small business owners are so overwhelmed with running their business that they will hire this out or have somebody on staff do this for them. And in most of the cases that I've seen, it's not done correctly. They just don't really understand the importance of setting it up correctly. So to get into that pack, the 5 or 7 pack that you're seeing when you type into either one of those or any one of the 3 search engines, the optimization process, it really revolves around, A, those keywords, okay? It's going to revolve around the pictures and video. Google loves video, okay? And those can rank very high on the page. You rarely see that. It's getting more popular now. But the video, if you optimize the video for any one of those 3 and set that up correctly, you can have a video up there for a long, long time. Okay, but our objective is results, okay? And basically the flow goes something like this. That searcher types in the keyword. They're looking for, say, furniture, Madison, Wisconsin, right? Page pops up. They see all the listings. They click on the dealer listing and or they look at a video, okay? And if there's no video on the page, it means they don't know what they're doing. Generally, that's you know, a sign right there that they really don't understand what's going on. And then the searcher is going to take some kind of action. They're going to get on that page, they're going to click, they're going to call, they're going to email, or they're going to basically hit the back button. In a small percentage, they might save the page and bookmark it. There's a percentage of people that will do that. They have a big, you know, amount of bookmarks, and they'll go back to the bookmark and, you know, take a look at it later. But that's essentially what happens. So that retailer, that service business, basically has to optimize the listings. Keywords, photos, videos, descriptions, and then anything else that's in that listing. You got to fill out the entire thing. And it can take anywhere from, you know, 30 minutes to an hour per listing, depending on how detailed and what you're doing and how much you have, you know, prepared in advance. Okay? So that's what we talk about when we refer to local search and the search engines. The second side of this coin has to do with the citations and reviews and testimonials. So you'll see when we refer to these different sites like Yelp and Kudzu, and there's a whole, you know, there's a whole bunch of them out there, but basically those 2 sites are what we call citation sites. there's sites where people can basically leave their feedback about a particular business, whether it be service or, you know, retail-oriented. Sometimes it can be has to do with products. But basically what they can do is they can leave that information on those sites, and they can leave a review and let everybody know how they feel about it. And so what happens is those sites can sometimes rank on page one of Google and Yahoo for that particular business and what somebody thinks about it. And if you start doing a search, you'll start to see these, you know, sites will come up. Well, the other sites have jumped on board too. So Insider Pages, Merchant Circle, City Search, Yellow Pages, Local.com. You know, the list is very, very long. There's, you know, well over a couple hundred of these different directories and citation sites. They've picked up on this too. So the business owner can basically go in there. They can claim a free listing, and they can optimize that listing. And so when the searcher goes in and types in Furniture Madison, Wisconsin, that listing may show up for that particular dealer, the Yellow Page listing and or the Insider Pages or Merchant Circle, these other what they call directory accounts may show up higher than the actual retailer or service business's website, because these sites have a lot of traffic and they're what they call authority sites, okay? And they're a lot bigger in the food chain than generally the retailers. So the first thing you have to look at with this whole thing with, you know, citations, reviews, and then into testimonials is, what does the business's reputation look like online? What are people saying about it? And you can go to any number in the list that I gave you. Go to Yelp, go to Kudzu, go to Merchant Circle, and you can type in that business, the name of that business, or type in the keywords we're talking about, and you can actually look at their reputation. It's that visible, okay? And I encourage you to do that. And if you find they have some bad reviews, what I encourage you to do is print out the page, and or if you understand how to make, take a screenshot and send them a screenshot and say, hey, what are you doing about this? You need to be taking care of this and making sure that, you know, you don't have people saying, you know, these bad things about you. What's happening here, okay? And so in many cases, they don't even know that they have bad reviews online, that someone had a bad experience and they're leaving a review on one of these many different sites. So you can bring it to their attention. And the best way that they can do, they can fix it, is by adding good reviews to each one of those sites. And eventually what happens is those good reviews bury the bad reviews. So number one, they want to go in and see what their reputation looks like on these different sites, on the top 10, okay? They also want to see where their competitors are at and what their competitors are doing. And the objective is you want to pick one, two, or three of those sites, and you want to add a couple of positive reviews per month, which means you have about 24 per year, okay? Could be a little more, could be a little less, depends how much they work at it. And you can only point them in the right direction, okay? You can only get them to, you know, hopefully see it and then point them in the right direction, and maybe they'll do it and maybe they won't. One of the simple ways that we've basically done this, and this is what we call the offline method, is we would hand out an oversized business card or a postcard. This really works well if you've got service personnel, people in the field, you know, that are doing deliveries and service and such. And you can also use a standard-sized business card, and basically you get three or four different cards printed up, and on the back of that card, it's got Yelp, one's got Yelp, one's got Kudzu, one might have the Yellow Pages, whatever, and it's got a, what we call an URL, URL, to the actual review page. And you just flip that card over, and if they had a really good experience, you give them that card, and in many cases, the people can, you know, type it in right there, or maybe, you know, wait till you're gone, and they'll do it. We've had people that do them with QR codes. It's a little bit more technical, but, you know, we'll put a QR code on that card and people will take their phone right there and type the review. But the offline method, the simplest one, especially for older retailers, is that you just have this card. On one side of it's your business card with your information. The other side is the review site that you're looking to work on. And you put the review site, the logo on there. You put the destination URL, the URL, and you hand those out. And if you have a really good experience, or if a salesperson or, say, a designer connects with that person, you'll have a good chance of them leaving you a positive review. And over time, that is going to help your search rankings below the local listings. That's going to make you an authority in that particular category, okay? That is going to help you to be able to establish that business as an authority business. So very, very important that you understand how this works. The other method that we talk about and we share with people is called the online method. And that's where you post a link, okay? And again, it's just a URL, okay? The destination on the web where you have a specific citation or review site on your website. And you take that and you basically do a follow-up email to the customer. So if the customer service people in this particular business are doing an online follow-up, whether it's a survey or just a thank you email, they can actually post that link for that specific citation or review site in the email to the customer. It's a very, very low-key way of doing it, especially if they've got a way of setting it up where they do them once or twice a week to who's ever purchased recently or had deliveries. And that way you ensure your success both with handing out the business cards, the oversized business cards or the postcards, and then you also have these links that are populated through different emails that you send out. It's a pretty simple process, okay? But very, very important, because we as consumers here in the U.S., Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, and some other European countries basically are looking at these different sites. We're making decisions, our buying decisions, based on what our peers and what others are saying about a particular product, service, business, and information that's being shared online, whether it's paid or free. So that really helps out with the different listings. Now, the other part of the equation here is testimonials. And these are basically set up so they're used offline and they're used online. And these testimonials, there's lots of different ways to do this. And you can come up with different ways of doing it, but you have to make sure they're legitimate, and you have to make sure that the person that is leaving the testimonial is in full agreement that they're totally okay with the testimony that they're leaving being used for marketing and promotional purposes. Okay? And it's generally a case-by-case scenario. Some people, they're not into it, go on to the next one. And you will find over a period of 6 to 12 months that you will have certain customers that are so excited, they'd love to do that. Okay? Generally, there's a couple of different kinds. You've got written and you've got video. With the video, you have it where the customer sends you the video. It's them recording themselves, whatever, in the room, sitting on the chairs, sitting in the kitchen, whatever they're doing, and they send the video for a minute or 30 seconds or whatever, and it's basically, hey, it's Tom and Kathy, and we're so excited about this new particular piece of furniture that we bought, and we've been waiting, and it finally showed up, et cetera, et cetera. So they leave this video for you. The other way is where you take it with your phone, because the cameras and the phones are good enough today, and or a camera. So you could be sitting in an event in a store, and you're introduced to a customer, and they are just ecstatic. And you could say, hey, would you be open to me recording a short testimonial about this? And in some cases, the customers will be open to that. And you'll have to have them do a release. They can send an email to the store, so they have the release that says, we permit you to use this information, and they have their signature on it, et cetera. And you can take a 30 to 60 second video of them talking about the product in the store. This works great during events. You can also do it with service people when they, you know, show up for a delivery and the customer's just ecstatic and happy. If you've got the right service people and they understand how to do it, and you show them how to do it, it works great then too because the customer's just elated and really excited. Okay. The thing about video is that you can put these videos in your local, what we'll call local account, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and then you put those videos on YouTube, and they can go viral. And if you if they're optimized properly, they can rank for certain keywords. And it all plays into the local picture. Video is a big, big part of this, okay? And especially if they're tracking their traffic inbound and they're finding that they're getting a lot of traffic from Google and or Yahoo, they're getting people that are coming into their stores or they're sending emails or through the phones, et cetera, then having that video really helps with building the credibility and building the, you know, overall ranking for that particular business. Now, I'm not going to go into all the do's and don'ts. You guys have that on the blueprint, but they definitely want to have, you know, do this with best practices. They want to make sure they've got permission. That's the one I'm going to cover with you today on the call. And you want to make sure whether it's a written or it's a video that they get their permission to be able to publish and post that information. And I highly, highly suggest that if the customer has a website or, you know, maybe they use Twitter, if they're a business person, or maybe they have a business website, et cetera, that you find out, you know, would they be interested in having that in there too? And most business people, sure, no problem, put my business website in there. Okay, just adds to the credibility of the testimonial. Just having somebody with initials and a city, it's not even worth it. Don't even bother. You want to have testimonials that have a lot of meat, they're from the heart, and they have that person's name and or first initial last name, and it has the city, and it has the state. And, you know, if you want, if you're doing international business, you could put whatever the country is, most likely the U.S. of A. So make sure you're doing best practices with this and the do's and the don'ts. Now, the whole thing with local, you know, and so far we've talked about Google, Yahoo, Bing, YouTube, you know, these different citation and review sites. You know, the whole thing with the local component here is that it's blending with social. And we're going to get into social next week and really dig into this, but you got to understand that this is all kind of going together. You know, Google is blending their social, what they call Google Plus. They have these circles you can build, and they're putting this all together, so it's all based on, you know, the search engine and the different social sites and the video, and they're all putting it together, and it's changing literally. Some things can change on a daily basis, so it's very important that the business owner is open to, you know, I would say growing with this, that they're open to, you know, I want to say expanding with it, so they're not left behind with it. Because just because you do the work today doesn't mean that in the next 2 weeks it's going to work. Okay, you have to constantly optimize, maximize, and improve, and then use best practices on each one of these search engines, on each one of these directory sites. Okay? And if they have somebody that they're working with in-house and they're working, you know, the social side with, you know, Facebook, maybe using the new site called Pinterest, maybe they're using Foursquare, that's another social site, maybe they are using Twitter, then it's very important that they understand how that all works with Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and YouTube. So they can connect all the dots so everything's working together. So the local side of it is no longer just the three search engines. Right? There's more search engines than that out there, but basically with those three, you're looking at, you know, what, 80-plus percent of the total online traffic picture. But you add the social component where many people who don't have a website, especially people over 60, and in many cases, a lot of the younger crowd, a lot of the kids don't have a website. They've got Facebook, and they might have a blog site, okay? The social component's very, very important depending on the market you're looking to reach. What you're basically looking at is you're looking at liking and sharing and gaining exposure, okay? Whether it's through, you know, Google+, you know, using theirs, whether it's through the review and citation sites, or whether it's through Facebook. Okay, the more positive reviews, the more positive testimonials that are from the heart, because we all read through them when they're just, you know, bogus and, you know, people just throwing mud up on the wall. It's just, you know, we all throw it out. We're smart enough where we understand that. So very, very important that the when you're looking at this overall picture, that you've got it set up. So who's ever doing it, whether it's the owner, the manager, part-time employee, whoever, they understand that all of this stuff works together. It's not you just not working on Google Plus and filling that thing out and you kind of let that thing sit. You got to go back in there and constantly work on it and optimize it, add the different things that they're going to have. You know, sometimes they add one thing a month to the whole picture and you got to change things, okay? You're also looking at communicating with the local community. And you're able to see now more than ever before who that local community is. So you can find out from your customers and from your prospects where are they hanging out, what are they doing, and you do that by simple surveys. And you can also do that by actually pulling data and information from the search engines and from different companies that provide online data for what people are doing. You know, what are they doing over at Facebook? What are we doing over here with this new, you know, Pinterest social site? Okay. So you want to be able to communicate with that local community, because the more you communicate, what's going to happen? You're going to get in with people, find out what their interests are, and attract them to that particular business. Sometimes the attraction can come through Google. Sometimes it could come through maybe a little bit through Yahoo. YouTube ties it all together. Some people are using Facebook more than anything else. Other people are using, some business people using Twitter. So you have to be connecting and communicating with that community and not doing pitching, especially when you're on the social side of things. It's not all about a pitch fest. This is on sale, that's on sale, this promotion, that promotion. It's not about any of that at all. It's about connecting and communicating with them until the people are going to raise their hand and start to reciprocate. Okay, and they're going to reciprocate online, they're going to reciprocate via the phone, they're going to reciprocate via email, some will reciprocate through private messages through these different sites. You have to basically communicate with that community. The better they communicate with that community, the more business they will do over a period of time. Okay? And then when we're talking about locals blending with social, you've got this whole thing with YouTube and the local channels. Okay? You have people out there that are looking and searching, and if the videos that are produced are, you've got enough of them and they're optimized and they're set up properly and they're not hokey, then you're going to have these channels that you can put them in through Google, through Yahoo, through Bing, okay, and you use YouTube basically as the home base for that. You create the YouTube video, you create a video, you upload it to YouTube, you optimize it, and then you can post that video in these different places we've been talking about. And over a period of a year or so, you can literally make videos that will rank higher and rank on page one versus some businesses' websites never get there because it's never done properly or it's way too competitive of keywords and there's a lot, you know, other people ahead of them. So video is one of the fastest ways and best ways that a retailer and or a service business can basically jump into the game both on YouTube and on these other search engines and take advantage of the whole, you know, movement to local marketing on the web. It's getting better and better every month, and it's very important, you know, that they understand right out of the gate that it's not a one-time deal. They're not going to go in there and spend an hour on Google Plus and that's going to be the end of it. No, this is just the start. It's something that they're going to have to do continually, and in some cases they're going to have people that work on this, you know, a couple times a week. To maybe in some of the larger markets, they're going to have people on there 3-4 times a week. Okay, so that's really what we're talking about. It's a continual process that they're going to have to work on, and they're going to have to really go through and in their mind look at, how much do we want to grab of this online marketplace, you know, while we're still able to do it on the video side? How much of this online marketplace do we really want to get into when it comes to Facebook? Okay, let's look at the different directory sites. How much of that do we want? Do we want to go after, you know, 2, 3, 4 of them this year and another 10 next year and really optimize them so we bury everybody else? I mean, different people have different time frames and understandings of what's going on with the technology. And all you can do is basically, you know, work with them the best you can, okay, not irritate them, you know, share a little bit here and there. And if they have an agency or they have a marketing specialist, you know, do your best to communicate with them and see what they're doing. Get an idea and ask questions. Always ask, why? Why are you doing this? Well, what's the whole point of setting up this particular listing? Do we really know, is that going to work? You want to ask these particular questions while you can, okay, before they get too heavy into it, because some people have people that they've hired or they've hired an agency or some of the owners are even doing it themselves. But in most cases, they have other people doing it for them. And in the cases we've seen, they generally don't know what they're doing and or they're winging it. So when they get in there and they set up these different things, whether it's a search engine or YouTube or these citation sites, they tend to just go in there and, you know, type whatever and get it done as fast as they can, move on to the next one. But they're never done correctly and never consistent and never optimized. That's what gets the phone to ring and the email to sing, is when they're consistent, when they're optimized, when you've got 2 or 3 of them showing up besides a local listing and besides the actual organic listing for that business, okay? That's what makes this whole package work. It's not just any one thing, okay? But over a period of time, and we say time, it's generally 3, 6, 9, 12 months in a quarterly cycle, you will see things improve if they're doing best practices. That's really what it comes down to. So, anybody have any questions for this week that we can cover? Has there been anything that we've gone over that's stuck out that you want to find out more?
Yeah, everything what we just talked about was all this still, though, is how you connect with the customer, but all this drives it right back to your website, correct?
No.
Okay. Help me there.
To a telephone number?
Okay, so you with the online side of it, the website's one part of the picture.
Yes, I understand.
The website is what you could call a home base, depending on if it's designed and set up correctly. Okay? When we talk about just about everything here, had nothing to do with the actual dealer website or what we call organic search.
No, I didn't say it had anything to do with it. I'm saying that this is how you expose yourself to different communities. This is the marketing part where you are getting exposure for your brand name, your service,
yes,
so to speak. And then,
yes,
but when they are ready to make a decision, don't all these people go check your website out when they then get to the point where they want to find out more information?
In most cases, yes.
Yeah, I'm saying some people might just drive to the store, but it's more likely that they'll just take a look at you when they're looking for furniture. Hey, I remember, you know, Reed's, and I want to see what they actually do.
Yeah, so depending on, in most cases, they're going to go back to the website if they're really researching and really looking.
Yeah, and that's what I got from last week's was, you know, if a dealer doesn't have a good website, not great, but if they don't have a good one, then they got to do that first before they do anything else.
Yes, and the most important thing of that good is to have it mobilized.
Right.
They want to have
it
so that site shows up on the iPhone, shows up on the Android phones. That's, you know, that's 90-91% of the game right there. So
your point on the button sizes for mobile, great point. Yeah, you go to the Stickley website, you gotta, if you double tap, you can get it to blow up for you. So
yeah, so and you have right now, in many cases, the it's still fairly affordable. It's not, you know, it's not one of those things where you're going to be looking at tens and tens and thousands of dollars to do what we're talking about. The technology is such that they're able to, you know, redevelop a website fairly fast. Okay, and what I mean by that is in weeks to a month, you know, depending on how what they're doing. But they can do a simple mobile website in a matter of days. And it works independently of their regular website.
So Dave, everything you've talked about today is to optimize the website so that it pops up in that first seven or eight websites. So we are driving people to the website. That's the whole purpose of all of this, right?
Okay, when you're talking about the first three, Google Plus, Yahoo, and Bing, that's based on the category listing. Okay, so if you pull up, you know, pick a store, and if they're in that seven pack, when you click on that listing, it's not going to their website. It's going to that actual page provided by Google, Yahoo, and Bing. And then in that listing, on that page, is going to show a link to the website or a company website. So it's just one little component of the entire page that's provided by Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Yeah, an example of that is, it seems like every time I go to the Stickley website, it comes to the product page is the first one up.
That could be your bookmarking. Generally, the home page is different than that straight product page you're talking about.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm going from different computers and just searching for Stickley, and then whatever comes up, I click on it, and it usually is the product page. Are they optimizing that product page to come up easier?
Probably not, but I don't know that for a fact.
Okay, got it.
So I've Googled furniture stores in Kansas City, and, you know, there's, like you said, there's ads to the right. There's a map at the top, and there's like 10 ads to the right. And then at the very top, there's a highlighted area that has three more ads. And then after that, it starts websites, like furniture stores websites.
Okay, so you are using furniture stores, plural. Okay, so if we go to that page, now, I'm sorry, I'm in Yahoo. So if you go into Yahoo, basically you've got the ads on the top, the ads on the right, and then you've got a five-pack of furniture stores, Bargain Barn, Gaines, OK Furniture, Home Suite, and Rich's Therapeutic. Okay, so that's the five that you're looking at. Now, if I go over to Google, it's probably going to be similar or maybe a little bit different, and we do the same search. Okay, basically you've got the map is up on the left, and you have nobody that's optimized for local. Okay, well, I take that back. I'm sorry. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What are those? Where are they?
So furniture stores, Kansas City, and let's see, we've got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so you've got 3 organic listings, and then you've got 7 right down the middle. So it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then you've got one.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
On the 5-pack or the 7-pack, because I'm looking at the 5-pack right now, can you say that all of those stores that are in that 5-pack were able to get in there without paying? something.
Yes.
So it cost them nothing. They just needed to know how to get there.
Yeah, it's going to cost them the time and the effort into optimizing the listings and using best practices. Once they optimize the listing the proper way, there's a good chance they'll bump somebody else out. Not always guaranteed, but because most businesses that do this, like I can tell you right now, when you're looking at the ones that I'm seeing on here, Furniture Stores Kansas City, you know, you've got, you know, Target, they've probably done a good job. Walmart, Office Max, they're going to be tough to bump. But this Gaines Furniture Outlet and or Good Juju, whoever that is, that might be a good way to do it. Now, if you look at these, if you're all on the same page, you know, Walmart's got 25 Google reviews, okay? Target's got 13. Gaines has got 18. Home Sweet Furniture has 2. And these guys in the bottom have 3. So just with reviews, if the reviews are done properly, and they also add video, if you'll notice on this page, nobody, well, let me see, I might be wrong, let me see down the bottom. No, there's no video on this entire page, on page one. So, huge opportunity here.
And Dave, the one question I had from before, too, was, did I understand in the videos correctly that you can actually have reviews and videos in the organic list at like the 7-pack or no?
Yeah, so the 7-pack is separate from the videos. If you find a page on Google or Yahoo that has video, you'll find in most cases that it can be above the 7-pack of local listings. And in some cases, it'll be below it. So you've got 3 organic listings up in Furniture Stores Kansas City. You've got Fat Daddy's, A. Woods, and Crowley. And then below that, you've got these other ones. And the next one in line is Yellow Pages, okay? Down here at number 8 is Yelp.com. So it's basically showing the reviews for furniture, you know, stores. Yeah. And then you've got Furniture Deals. I don't know if that's a local store or that's just an online company. But basically, you've got a mix of businesses that are in here, and nobody's using video.
Okay. And you can put reviews in the organic stuff just like you can the 5 or 7 packs?
Yeah, the reviews that you would do would be through these other different sites, like through Yelp or Kudzu, Yellow Pages, Merchant Circle, Insider Pages, City Search, the ones that I gave you guys the list.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're going to get in there. Like Yellow Pages is the number 4 organic listing
mm-hmm.
in for Furniture Stores Kansas City, and they've got 151 listings of mm-hmm. furniture stores that are there in that particular city. And if you click on that page, you're actually going to see who's really doing it. Right now, Dana, Gaines Furniture is kind of at the top of the pack. They've got 33 ratings and 27 reviews. So they're doing it. I don't know how long they've been on there. We'd have to look and see. But they're number 3 in the list. Overstock Furniture is number 1. But they only have 3 ratings and no reviews. Okay, so for Yellow Pages for Kansas City, this is a great opportunity for a dealer or, you know, retail business to be able to go in and actually work this, because it wouldn't take very long to catch up to these guys. And if we also look on that page, they are also number 1 in Google under the local with 18 reviews, right? They're the first local listing at A. So they're doing something right, but look at where they're at. They've only got 18 reviews, and then Walmart's got 25, and they're ahead of Walmart. So these reviews play into the picture in a big way.
Okay.
Okay, who else has got a question?
Well, I have another question. Do you ever fake reviews? Is that when you were saying you need two reviews a month. If you don't have them, do you fake them?
No. Okay. The one thing you don't ever do is A, fake a review, and or B, put the review in at the dealer's location from the dealer's computer, because they actually track the IP address, and so you want that consumer doing it from their own phone, not on the Wi-Fi, or you want them to do it from their home computer. So that's why it's great to have them do it from their phone.
Okay. Even if their phone is connected to the Wi-Fi at the store, it doesn't matter.
You do not want them leaving that review on the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Because it can get rejected and kicked back. They have very sensitive filtering, and they will know. If you put more than a review a week in, and it's coming from the same IP address, you know, they can shut you down. So at least as of now, that's how it is.
So just a quick last question here. If a dealer's already hired someone to do this kind of stuff, to optimize everything, but we realize that, hey, they're not really doing a good job of it. I guess I'm talking to everybody here. At that point, do you say, hey, you need to find somebody else, or ask them why they're not, you know, doing a better job?
Anybody want to pipe in on that?
I mean, I guess I've answered my own question. And it's obvious.
Again, I think it's the kind of thing like Dave said earlier where you've got to go slow, you've got to ask questions, you've got to share information and just, handle it that way.